Pigeon.
Make Maddie proud. Make Daddy proud.
Don't dye your hair.
It's only a game. Why you have to be mad?
Hello, welcome back, everybody. First up, we got wellness check. Prior to this game that's happening right now, I was not feeling good about the Leafs.
No.
They had another, what's it called? Next gen game.
Ben, yeah.
On Friday, which I was not watching. I was coaching. And they played like shit. But I think that's on them. One, next gen game at 7 p.m.? Nuh-uh. That doesn't work for Mitch Marner. Like, he makes the rules here. It does not work for him. He didn't score. Who was he playing, even? I don't even remember. Ottawa, of course. Of course. And you have Joey Anderson and Willie Nylander score. Like, guys. Guys. I can't remember what any of their other games were. Have I watched any Leafs games is the other question.
I'm like so... I don't even know. I don't even remember what my birthday was. It was just my birthday and I'm like, wait, was it last week or was it the week before? Do I know when we are? No.
No. I'm so lost about time right now. I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
I just went to put in like NHL in my search bar to get to the app so I could see the schedule and I just typed in calendar.
You know what? They only lost like two games since our last podcast. They beat the Panthers in overtime, beat the Jets.
Wow.
Lost to the Habs in overtime.
Naturally.
Beat the Islanders. Beat the Rangers in overtime, and then lost to the Senators, and they're currently beating the Caps 5-1. I could have sworn it was worse than this.
Honestly, yeah. Have the Marlies lost, because I also have the Marlies notifications on, so whenever they lose, I'm like, eh.
They lost today, and they lost Joe Wall's first game a couple days ago, like first game all season. It was to the Abbotsford Canucks, so it was like a late game, and I remember like waking up to tweet and going, no! Speaking of, no! Austin Matthews is injured. I don't remember what his injury is. I seriously don't remember what his injury is. Where is this? Minimum 3 weeks, knee sprain. That's what it is. Alternatively, missing the All-Star game conveniently. No, I'm kidding. But also. And Matt Murray has like an ankle thing. He was supposed to start on Friday and just didn't. An ankle injury of some sort. So they recalled Joseph Wall, which we love. Mm-hmm. We love Joey Wall. He looks so adorable sitting on the bench. I was looking at it. Hey, Joey. And Joey Anderson's been playing. They sent Bobby McMahon back to the Marlies. TJ Brody's no longer injured. He's playing today instead of Timmins. He didn't look so bad, which is good. Morgan Rielly scored a goal for the first time in over a calendar year, I think. Ridiculous. And today was John Tavares's 1,000th game. So they had, well, first of all, super nice. It was at home. Second of all, 5 p.m. start. Beautiful. Both his kids are awake. And they're not grumpy. And they're not grumpy, right? Because, like, the 7 p.m. starts, you can see the kids are, like, a little agitated when they're that age. Mm-hmm. Like, I know I should be in bed.
A couple of, like, the wives, and same, very similarly with NFL wives that, like, I see on TikTok or follow on Instagram, they all just, like, will either post videos or pictures or just talk about how, like, their kids will just sleep in the box. They're just, like, lie down on the couch, lie down on the floor, just passed out.
I'm sure. That does not surprise me at all. Because, like, then you can watch the game. You're like, ah, sweet, my kid's asleep. I don't have to entertain them. I can actually watch this.
Exactly.
But, yeah, the stuff with his kids are super cute. It's just, it's lovely. Congrats to John Tavares on 1,000 goals. I was said goals. Games. Games.
Imagine.
1,000 games. He also had 2 assists. Which is really great. I'm really glad they won for him. I was afraid they wouldn't.
It just, you know, it seems like the kind of game they would lose. Not because of who they're playing, just because it's important to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mitch Marner is the first player in Leafs history with 40 plus assists in his first 7 career seasons. Crazy. I love that for him. I love it. What else? Oh, because it was John Tavares' 1,000th game, there was an Athletic article, I didn't read it, but, like, some key screenshots are, we always wondered what was in John Tavares' backpack. Apparently, olive oil.
No way.
This man carries olive oil around with him on the road.
You know, John Tavares.
But literally, like, the Spezza quote is, he usually picks restaurants good enough where he wouldn't have to bring the olive oil, but during the bubble season, he carried the olive oil with him because we were going to hotels that maybe didn't meet the standard. I love it.
What a John Tavares thing to do.
Uh-huh. And Justin Hall said he brings some Himalayan pink sea salt too. And he goes, I swear, I'm not joking, which I think is so funny. Honestly, highlights with this article, amazing. Mitch Marner, I know he loves Celine Dion. Morgan Riley goes, we had a karaoke night and he sang My Heart Will Go On, which is a good song, not for karaoke. He's got pretty old school taste, I think. And Justin Hall said he's a big wine guy too. He said he has an app where you can put all the wines that you've had and try and check off as many as you can on the list. And he always, like, picks the wine when they go up for team dinners.
I love him.
And okay, this Willie quote is so Willie. He just orders the wine. I enjoy the wine. I'm not complaining.
Me too, Willie.
He's so good. I love all of it. I just, it's so funny, the olive oil.
All I can imagine is him going to a restaurant, ordering something that, like, you know, is not gonna have olive oil, or, like, might not, and you're just like, no salt, whatever. His food comes out, he whips out his pink Himalayan salt, whips out the olive oil.
Yeah, he's like, I just gotta tart it up a little bit. What else happened this week with Leafs? Oh, Samsonov, this was from 3 days ago, but it's still true, has not lost in regulation on home ice.
Cute.
Wait. That's not true. He lost on Friday in regulation.
Never mind.
Yeah. Other than Friday, where he wasn't supposed to start.
He's a little off kilter.
Yeah, exactly. And Willie Nylander became the eighth fastest Leafs player. No. Yeah. Leafs player to 400 career points.
Wow.
Which is very nice. Which means he got his 400th point this week. Oh, I forgot about that. The Leafs put Dryden Hunt on waivers. And he cleared.
Oh, yeah.
And he cleared. That's the biggest news. It's not that he was on waivers. It was that he cleared. What's with that?
I was just told they were like, he's on waivers. And I said, all right, bye, guy.
Yeah, literally, we're like, RIP, Dryden Hunt.
Get to packing again.
It was nice while it lasted. That's where my head was.
I just learned your name like a couple days ago.
My mom just texted me something. I have no idea what this means. I'm just not gonna ask. It's fine. Michael Bunting gets William Nylander to sign his stick as a part of her pregame ritual because he's his favorite player in the NHL. I'm crying.
Me too. Me and Michael Bunting are besties. For real. We are the same person. I have a feeling you do not want to see Michael Bunting and I in the same room.
Oh yeah. Too much talking. I'd just be sitting there like, I can't. Mark Giordano, his market value, according to the analytics people, is $7.2 million. Do you know what the Leafs are paying him? $800,000.
I was about to say, I'm pretty sure it's $800,000, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why is the one contract that I know Mark Giordano?
Because we're like, it's that Jason Spezza's contract.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that. Mark Giordano has really held our blue line together through all of those injuries. He's been the only one uninjured, and he's 39 years old.
What a guy.
Keep him forever, please and thank you. Okay, before Joseph Woll lost his first game against the Abbotsford Canucks, he was 11-0 to start the season, which is fucking insane.
Crazy.
What else? Okay, this was January 19th, but it said he had a 20-game home point streak, Mitch Marner. I don't remember if he got a point against the Sens. He did. All right. So I don't know how many games that is, but I think he's still on that point streak.
We love to see it.
Yes. What? I feel like there was another Leafs thing. I just don't want to get too far. Oh, Dryden Hunt also was the first person since Ilya Kovalchuk in 2019-2020 to score a goal for three different teams in a single season, which is why him being claimed off waivers would have been really funny. Like, extra funny. Oh, I forgot about that. Nylander headed a goal into the net. Which, and the other thing is, like, he did it, and then they do the intermission interview, and they're talking to him, and he just, like, stops mid-sentence, so, like, completely forgets what he was saying. Like, he fried his two brain cells heading that puck into the net.
I love one man.
Yes, he's so dumb. I love him. Oh, Matt Murray was pulled. I forgot about that. Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about this either. So Nick Robertson had shoulder surgery and will be out 6 months, which fucking sucks.
Okay.
This poor kid. Mac Hallowell got surgery for a fractured kneecap. That's why he was injured. What happened to him? And is out a minimum of 12 weeks. Well, okay. That's all I have to say. Okay.
Speedy recoveries.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Please and peace.
And stay healthy.
Yeah.
For your own good. Stay healthy. Do we have any other nice NHL things? Because not gonna lie, there aren't a lot of nice NHL things this week.
Nice.
I will say this. What league is this? Give me a second. Okay. The NAHL, which is a tier 2 junior league in the States.
What?
A tier 2 junior team.
Wait.
League.
Back it up more.
NAHL. It's a tier 2 junior league.
Okay. Got that.
Yeah. So it basically people are mostly going to college from there and they're not likely getting drafted out of this league to any CHL teams or USHL teams. The Maryland Black Bears are having an Old Bay themed jerseys, which I think is really funny.
Like the seasoning?
Yes, like the seasoning. So the jerseys are like yellow, red, and blue, like the packaging.
That's hilarious.
It's so funny to me.
I want one.
Yes. I don't know what the context for this was. I just have a bookmarked tweet of four Florida players cramped in the box together. I mean, you know your boy is in there chewing his mouth guard.
Oh, for sure.
It's just so funny. I don't remember what the context for this was. They're beating the Habs 5-1 at that point. Why are there four of you in the box? I guess we technically didn't even know that Austin Matthews was going on the All-Star team. Spoiler alert. The quote-unquote fan vote bullshit is what I'm saying. Absolute bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Atlantic, we had Austin Matthews, David Pastrnak, and Andre Vasilevsky. And to replace Matthews, they chose Barkov. But again, stupid. They just don't like William Nylander.
Yep.
But also, William Nylander is fully just excited to go on a vacation with his brother and some other Swede he's adopted.
Yeah.
Like, William Nylander doesn't give a fuck, but we do.
He will be posting many a video of him dancing.
Yes.
Lord knows where he'll be jutting off to.
But yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know he was sitting there like, should I email the NHL and say, please don't let me in? I don't care what they say. Do not.
No, he's like, he created a burner account and was like voting for Austin or someone else. He's like, not me.
anyone but me.
He's like doing the research trying to figure out which people, like who people are voting for the most, and he's like, okay, so I'm gonna put in Austin. And then the Metro, they had Artemi Panarin and Adam Fox and Ilya Sorokin. Boring. Nobody likes New York that much. There's too many New York players. The Central was Mikko Rantanen, Nathan MacKinnon, and Connor Hellebuyck. I don't know how Connor Hellebuyck wasn't in there in the first place. I believe he's been playing very well this season. I don't know much about the Jets, but I think Connor Hellebuyck has been playing very well this season. And then the Pacific, I think is really funny, is Bo Horvat, Leon Draisaitl, Draisaitl and Stuart Skinner, the Oilers goalie. That one I could see being a fan vote, both Stuart Skinner and Bo Horvat. But yeah, it's just like stupid. Oh, that's this weekend.
Oh my god, is it really?
Yeah, February 3rd and 4th.
That's so crazy.
Speaking about the All-Stars, the NHL had a rare W. They're having Fall Out Boy perform. It's a rare W to me because Fall Out Boy is my favorite band. And I've been like losing my mind as they've released new music for the first time in like 5 years. So I'm like just shaking. Now it's your tour. the Joseph family. So Matthew Joseph and Pierre Olivier Joseph. They played their first game against each other on, I think it was January 20th. And they took high sticking penalties against each other. And this is just this shot of their parents in the crowd going like, what's going on? Why'd you do this? Like, it's so funny. Like, they both look mildly disappointed, but also like they're not trying really hard not to laugh.
I love that.
Yeah, absolutely hilarious.
I love parents at the games of siblings playing against each other.
Oh yes. And instead of having like the split jerseys or like one hat and one jersey, they're each wearing a different jersey. But I love it. Very funny to me. The Habs like barely exist as a hockey team right now. So Cole Caufield has a shoulder injury. I don't know if that's still true. This is from like a week ago. Jonathan Drouin has an upper body injury is on the injured reserve. Joel Armia also has an upper body injury on the injured reserve. Uri Slakovsky, lower body injury, injured reserve. Jake Evans, lower body injury, injured reserve. Jake Allen, upper body injury. He's day-to-day, though, so, you know, little things. Brendan Gallagher, lower body injury, injured reserve. Caden Gooley, leg, injured reserve. Sean Monahan, foot, injured reserve. Carey Price, which we already knew about. And Paul Byron, hip, injured reserve.
For a team that was, like, already, like, weren't they already, like, just full AHL?
Like, yeah, they were really not good. Oh, this is way worse. Okay, Caufield is out rest of the season with a shoulder injury. Slakovsky is out 3 months, basically the rest of the Habs season. Drouin out at least until All-Star break, at least. But he had that injury January 12th, so that's like 3 weeks. Jake Allen was minimum 1 week. This was about a week ago. Armia was again out till about the All-Star break, and Jake Evans was 8 to 10 weeks. Just insane. So bad that they had to make an emergency CHL call up and call up Owen Beck from the Peterborough Petes as an emergency recall. So he's both been recalled to the World Juniors due to injury and recalled to the NHL in the same season.
What a story for the old days.
He was like notably left off the World Juniors team and probably should have been on, and he apparently doesn't look too far out of place, but still.
I'm sorry, it should not be funny, but it's funny.
Yes.
I'm not laughing at the injuries, I'm laughing at the situation.
It's funny because it's the Habs. It's not, if this was the Leafs, I would not be, no.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be participating.
Yeah. Okay. Where'd it go? Gary Bettman's lying again. So this is about the lottery. Nobody tanks because we have a weighted lottery. You're not going to lose games to increase your odds by a couple of percentage points. That's silly. And frankly, suggesting tanking, I believe, is inconsistent with the professionalism that our players and coaches have. Nobody tanks. Our players and our coaches do their best so they can win. And again, just because you finish with the worst record in the league, you've got something like a 75% chance you're not going to get the first pick. But have you seen some of these teams? Anaheim? Chicago? Jeez, like, would you quit lying to us?
Also,
between that and the everybody likes the ad boards.
What? Nobody believes a word you are saying, Gary Bettman.
Mm-hmm. I haven't looked at the standings in a while. I think it's time to look again.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Montreal isn't trying to tank, and they have 11 more points than Columbus, who they weren't, at the beginning of the season, they were not trying to tank. I'm not sure if they are, but they are garbage.
Yeah.
But Chicago literally has 34 points in 48 games. Anaheim, 37 points in 50 games. Arizona, 38 points in 50 games. They just played each other. Arizona. Anaheim won 2-1 in overtime. Like,
battle of who can lose.
Literally. So horrible. Gary, you're just so wrong. You're just so fucking wrong. Just, like, I need him to fucking retire. Let someone else do that job, but not Bill Daly. Like, bring me in. We have much better ideas.
Oh, for sure. It would be so much more fun.
Yeah, exactly. I would truly do the fan. Actually, you know what? I wouldn't allow a fan-voted All-Star. I would handpick the players.
And you know what? Everyone would like it.
You know what? That's the thing. Because, like, Twitter truly would like it. The, like, old guy yelling at a cloud guys would hate it. But you know what? It's not for them.
No.
It's not. It's for the narrative and my fun.
It's to give me a little bit of a giggle.
Exactly.
Marketing.
Seriously. They're so bad. Okay, I guess let's talk about Vancouver. We knew that Bruce Boudreau was going to be fired for about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it finally happened on January 21st. Or, no, that's not true. January 22nd, apologies. It appears that the reason why it took so long for them to fire him was because their replacement, Rick Tocchet, who is not a good coach either, needed 4 weeks to get out of his TNT TV contract. Which is insane. So, like, the media kept asking him questions. Everybody knew that it was happening. And, like, he was trying to make light of it. But, like, Bruce Boudreau is one of the nicest people in hockey. And, like, this man is, like, crying doing his media availability because the organization is treating him like shit. And the what was really nice was that the fans were really good, and they were giving him doing their Bruce There It Is chants, and had signs, and clearly were, you know, showing him love. And the players all love Bruce Boudreaux,
mm-hmm.
because he cares about them as people.
Crazy concept.
I know, insane. And he's a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
And their replacement, Rick Tocchet, literally is just like, also just kind of, not only is he not a good coach, or like at best a mediocre coach, he also was arrested twice. One was for an illegal gambling ring. Yeah. What? And making a false declaration while crossing the border. Because he had $18,000 in cash crossing the border. So, like, not only are you kicking out one of the best guys in hockey in the worst possible way, you're bringing him in for some piece of shit, like, coach who's not even good.
I just also think that when someone is arrested for something like crossing the border and lying, like whatever, and then being arrested for that, or, you know, an illegal gambling ring, like, that's not, oh, I was a teenager, I was drunk in public.
Mm-hmm. And they're not recent either.
That's
2007 and 2011. And he was coaching the Coyotes maybe 2 years ago. Like, no consequences for hockey men.
Literally, like, that's not, again, that's not just like a, oh yeah, in college I was drinking in public, got a little too rowdy, got arrested. That, this is not that. This is like, you know, pretty bad things. Like, you should not, especially with a job.
Yeah.
That you are crossing the border.
Uh-huh.
All of the time. Like, what? Why are you allowing someone who lied about what they had on them have a job where they have to, literally the job requirement is to go back and forth across the border, go, like, back and forth across countries, like,
mm-hmm. yeah I don't understand. It's just so fucking stupid. I wish Bruce Boudreaux the best.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love for him to come be a Leafs assistant coach. If not, I hope he gets another NHL job.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Canucks related, Ilya Mikheyev had an ACL tear and is out the rest of the season. He had been playing on this tear since the preseason, but apparently it's not that the medical staff are bad, allegedly. This is definitely a post from his agent, though, so.
Yeah, for sure.
But apparently ACL injuries are something you can play through a lot in hockey, and it just got to the point where it needed to be fixed so that he would be ready for the start of next season. It was just like the time hit where it needed to be fixed so that he would be ready to go at the beginning of the next season, which I'm not totally inclined to believe, but sure.
Why don't you just, like, get it fixed?
Yeah.
I don't know. And before you, like, just sever it? That's cool, too. That's a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just take some time off. You know, whatever. Nobody likes to listen to their bodies.
Yeah. Seriously. Even, like, the girls I coach right now, there's one where she falls and knocks herself into the boards. I swear, every time we're on the ice, like, this kid cannot stop properly. She gets going really fast and she can't stop properly. And she's like, no, I want to keep playing. I'm like, I need you to sit. I don't want you to get more hurt. You're 10.
Yeah.
Like, gosh. Ugh. Anyway. Also, semi-Canucks related. So the Canucks signed this player, Andrei Kuzmenko, And his family like posted a letter thanking the Canucks. I'll just read it. The family of Vancouver Canucks player Andrei Kuzmenko would like to extend the following thank yous. First, to the fans of one of the most beautiful cities in the world for their warm hospitality towards our son. To Canucks management for creating an environment for Andrei to succeed to the best of his abilities. To the coaching staff for believing in our son, helping him grow professionally with the team, and for helping him make the most of his opportunity with the Vancouver Canucks. We wish the Canucks success for the remainder of the season and in seasons ahead. With gratitude, Father Alexander Kuzmenko, hockey skills and individual player development coach. Mother Galina Kuzmenko, professor at the Institute of Physical Culture, Sports, and Health. Sister Victoria Alt, childhood friend Turpal Dadnov. I love it. It's so funny.
It's so cute. Like,
what? I thought it was really embarrassing, to be honest.
It was just endearing, I guess. I don't know. Like, who decided? Let's sit down.
Clearly his parents. This is clearly from his parents. I can feel it. But oh, I think it's so funny. I thought it was so embarrassing.
It really just sent me. Give me a good giggle.
Yeah.
It's like a, exactly. Aw. I don't know what the hell's going on, but aw.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not privy to this information, but.
Yeah.
Go off, I guess.
Exactly. All right. Let's switch feeds. All right. Okay. There's been a bunch of women's hockey stuff. First of all, the PHF All-Star Games are on today. They're in Toronto. I obviously couldn't be there for my own hockey, as always. It just like gets in the way. I'm like, oh, I should go. Oh, wait, can't.
Just hockey.
Every single time. Like, I think I might be able to go to the PWHPA game on February 11th. This is like a big maybe. Like, biggest maybe on whether I can go or not. But the PHF All-Star Games, so they have three teams, Team Canada, Team USA, and Team World or World Team. So some notable people on Team Canada include Anne-Sophie Bette, Lauren Gable, Michaela Grant-Mentis, Soraya Tinker. So those are just to name a few of them, because I do not need to go through the whole list. But it's basically, it's like a full team. I think there's, I lost count, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15. Yeah, so like a lot of players are playing in this All-Star game, which is good. And they had already, I don't remember if we talked about this before, but they had already decided not to do the skills part because it's kind of boring for the players and a little bit boring. Like, it's a little bit more exciting for the fans, but it's also like, it's a lot of standing around for the players, yeah, which is not good.
Mm-hmm.
And can obviously lead to injuries. And then for Team USA, Jillian Dempsey, Madison Packer, Amanda Pelkey, Abby Ives, just to, again, name a few. And then Team World is actually a really good mix. So you have some players from Hungary, Sweden, Finland, Czech Republic, a player from China, that's Leah Lum, Austria. Yeah, so like a big mix of players, which is really fun. I will butcher all of these Czech names because they have so many accents and I am not good with the accent. But to name a few, we have Taylor Baker, like I said, Leah Lum, Katerina Mrazova, I think. and Mintu Tuominen. I don't know why my mouth doesn't want to work properly. But yeah, so that's going on right now. They're playing, I think, just the first game, which is, yes, oh, it just, the first game finished not that long ago. It was Canada and I think the US first. Yes. And then Team World versus Team Canada is just on right now. So exciting stuff to watch for that. What else? Where'd it go? Keep losing my bookmarks. The Toronto Six signed Dale Watts. She won the Patty Kazmaier, which is the best women's hockey player in the NCAA. She signed for a 2-year contract, so it's the rest of this season and in 23-24. And it is the highest women's hockey contract that we know of. It's $150,000 for next season. So that's super exciting. I want to keep seeing all the women get paid more. Ideally, we've talked about this before, ideally a salary floor that's a living wage mm-hmm. for the city they live in. That would be the short-term dream. Short-term dream. So that's really exciting. She's a really good player. What else? And she's young. She's like 23. Very good. Oh, the All-Star Game, they're going to have Alex Carpenter, Hillary Knight, Emily Clark, Rebecca Johnson, and Sarah Nurse. They use the phrase joining in on the fun, which to me means demonstrating as always. Whatever stuff they've come up with, I don't think they've specified yet. We'll find out, I guess.
You see an alligator.
Yeah. They're shooting hamburgers into alligators' mouths, if you'll recall. They finally announced the Women's World schedule and released the full ticket package tickets. So I got the full ticket package. I did the math and I was like, well, I could go to 23 of 31 games, which is like $22 a ticket. And I was like, worth it. Mm-hmm. I'm buying three. I did buy three, but it's not. It makes sense. My dad's can come with me and my aunt wanted one. So I got lots of people. Those seats will not go unfilled. Believe me. So yeah. I'm very excited. Team Canada plays all of their games at 7 p.m., all of their round robin games at 7 p.m. I think the U.S. play either 7 p.m. or 3 p.m. And then the Group B games are mostly at 11 a.m., so I'll probably have to miss most of those, which sucks, at least the weekday ones. Or I'll just be like, so can I just like work from the arena? Is that okay with you? I can do it. I'm sure I could. It's like, nobody call me. I'm not answering. You won't be able to hear me. But yeah, I'm super excited about it. I'm really excited about the different teams in Group A this time, because if you recall, Finland was just relegated to Group B, and Sweden was already relegated. And there's no Russia, so it's Canada, the U.S., Japan, Czechia, I think. See, I say that now, I'm not sure. Maybe the schedule. Why are you so useless? And then the IIHF website loads so slowly. This is the U18. Oh my God. I think it's Czechia and Switzerland, but I'm not positive. Anyway. Oh, there it is. Yeah. Czechia and Switzerland. Look at me go. Group B is Finland, France, Germany, Hungary, and Sweden. So we have not seen, I don't think, France or Hungary. Hungary might have been the last one, but I don't think we've seen France in the top group of worlds. So yeah, really excited. I'm so excited. Like, literally, I'm like doing the math. I'm like, okay, so if I take this day off, like, I'm gonna take the quarterfinal day off work because there's four games that day. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, take that day off work, and it's over Easter, and I have 2 days off over Easter because of the way my work works. And I'm like, all right, I got it. I'm gonna go so many games. I'm very excited. I had so much fun. My friend and I went, and my dad drove us to Ottawa for the 2013 Worlds, and we had lots of fun then. So I'm very excited to do it again 10 years later with the same friend.
Fun stuff.
Yes. So that is it for women's hockey news. If we're going to talk about the Flyers and the Rangers and their Pride Nights, so if you don't want to hear about that, this is the end of the episode. If not, trigger warning for homophobia and transphobia. All right. So the Flyers had their Pride Night on January 17th, and everybody wore the Pride warm-up jerseys, and Ivan Provorov did not participate in warm-ups and then played in the game. So we're like, oh, everyone knows exactly what it is. And Provorov goes, well, it's against my religion. Are you fucking kidding me? Like,
that is such, like, that is a lame excuse. Like, there is no excuse, but, like, that is
the, yeah.
Like, please.
Exactly. It's a fucking jersey you're wearing for, what, 20 mm-hmm. minutes? 20 minutes. That's it.
Oh, my. I just want to.
Yeah. And then to make it worse, John Tortorella goes, he's being true to himself and to his religion. If you'll recall, John Tortorella also said that he would scratch someone who knelt during anthems.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, no, I would have thought of scratching him. Wouldn't have crossed my mind.
What?
Like, I fucking hate John Tortorella. And it just, like, makes it so much worse. And, like, he's like, it's against my religion. His religion is Russian Orthodox. My dude.
Laughable.
Yeah.
Laughable. Just insane.
Yeah. And then the NHL goes and says, Hockey is for Everyone is the umbrella initiative under which the league encourages clubs to celebrate the diversity that exists in their respective markets and to work to achieve more welcoming and inclusive environments for all fans. Clubs decide whom to celebrate, when and how, with league council and support. Players are free to decide which initiatives to support, and we continue to encourage their voices and perspectives on social and cultural issues. Like, fuck off.
So when, like, the military nights and the
tell me
nights, you want to tell me that they're going to have, John Tortorella, he's going to have the same reaction to that, to a player not wanting to participate in that because mm-hmm. they don't believe in that cause.
Yeah.
You're going to have the same reaction. Oh, I never would have thought about scratching him.
Exactly. There's no way. There's no way. And then to top it all off, the You Can Play team tweeted, there's plenty of room in hockey and sport for those in the LGBTQ plus community and allies and advocates. There's also room, and must be in parentheses, for those who do not wish to participate as an ally. There is no room, however, for those who hate and exclude anyone, and we must know the difference. They did delete this tweet pretty quickly, but it did get like at least 98 quote tweets first. Like, are you fucking kidding me? You're supposed to be the one leading inclusivity in NHL hockey and professional men's hockey. Are you fucking kidding me?
There are so many words in my brain. I just... Disgusting.
Yeah. And they didn't really issue an apology for it either. Yeah.
I love it. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I forgot to mention, did you remember that Tony D'Angelo is on the Flyers and wore his stupid Pride warm-up jersey? Like, you're telling me Tony D'Angelo looked like a normal fucking human being compared to Provorov? Like, that's
shocking.
Yeah, like, I am so angry.
Oh my god.
Exactly. Like, I am just so angry about it. And then 2 days ago, the Rangers had sent out an email and advertised that that game was a pride. It was their pride night. They said that they would have warm-up jerseys on and that they would auction those jerseys off. And they have historically done that. And they get to the game. No, they announce it as a pride game. No one's wearing anything. I think they had, I don't remember, I think they had someone else to drop the puck. But there's not wearing any pride warm-up jerseys. They're just wearing the regular ones. And they didn't even have like tape, like bare fucking minimum, man. And the Rangers just said, our organization respects the LGBTQ plus community, and we are proud to bring attention to important local community organizations as part of another great Pride night. In keeping with our organization's core values, we support everyone's individual right to respectfully express their beliefs. Like, we read that statement and went, oh, someone was not going to wear it and they're just protecting them. And then one of the insiders was said that two players separately told them that there was no team discussions about wearing the Pride themed jerseys and tape. They didn't know why they didn't wear them. And the league said it wasn't us who told them not to wear them, just after this Provorov situation. And that it's each club is entitled to see fit. So it's probably the owner or the GM and the coach. My guess is the owner, that it's Dolan, but still, like, absolutely horrible. And also, people bought tickets specifically for that night to, you know, see their favorite player in their Pride jersey, right? And they didn't auction off anything, so did they donate to any local organizations? Nobody knows.
I just, like, I cannot imagine being one of those people that bought the ticket, is part of this community, bought the ticket because they were excited to see themselves represented in a sport that they like and follow and whatever, and be like, yeah, like, our, like, the money that we buy or auction, whatever, is gonna go to us and like things that are gonna help our community. And then to get there and there just be absolutely nothing. Like, I cannot imagine that feeling.
Yeah.
Like, that's just my, it's the bare fucking minimum again.
Exactly.
Like, it's really not, I don't know. It's just mind-blowing that people take such offense to it.
Yeah.
That it's like, I don't even know how to finish that sentence.
I know. It absolutely kills me, because like, it's like we said, it's the bare fucking minimum. It's the least you can do. The NHL is very obviously the least inclusive sport to any minority community for various reasons, but like mostly the core manly white man thought process.
Quote unquote, using this word very lightly, values.
Yes. And it's just so stupid because there is such a rich community of queer folks and of people of color who love hockey and create wonderful content that I see all the time, but the average hockey fan doesn't. Who are a huge audience for you that you just refuse to tap into.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to include the bigots.
You really don't. If you are losing supporters, fans, whatever, because you are showing support to any minority community, mm-hmm. those are not people you should want to be your like fans of you.
Exactly. I don't think this needs to be explained. Like, it's very obvious. Like, oh my god. Anyway, just to say, support the LGBTQ plus community. I always forget the Q. It's not that I forget the Q, it's just I don't pace it out well enough to get the Q out. community. And support all minority groups in hockey, the fans, the players, and, you know, fuck the Rangers ownership or leadership or both, and both. And fuck Ivan Provorov and John Tortorella.
Continue calling these people out.
Yeah. That's it for this one. You can follow us on Twitter at For Puck's Sake Pod, Instagram at For Puck's Sake Podcast, TikTok at For Puck's Sake Pod, and Tumblr at For Puck's Sake Podcast. Bye.
Bye.